I'm Critter.
I'm Jace.
And we should be working.
God damn it. It's one, two, say it.
All right. I'm Critter.
I'm Jace.
And we should be working.
I fucking hate you so much.
Okay.
All right.
So here's the problem.
What problem?
Can you hear this?
No. Remember, I can't hear it. It's only the host can.
You can't hear the... I wonder if that goes on the... Did we figure out if that went on the recording?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, but you can't hear it. Okay.
Right, yeah. It might be some permissions thing or something.
Hold on. Try it. See if you can hear it now.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Sweet.
Yeah. This is a drum roll.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Did I win a prize?
No, it actually wasn't a drum roll. It was a bunch of tiny beavers running around on a wet trampoline. I can't reach my foot stand.
Oh, so you have short man syndrome?
No, I just have too far away foot stand syndrome.
No, why are you so boohoo today? What's going on? Did you work out?
I went and ran with my brother-in-law, but it was only like 4 miles, and I missed my long run this week. I don't know, man. I've just been like bleh all day ever since I woke up, and I did a bunch of stupid stuff lately. Yesterday I had to chaperone a field trip with Henry, and so it was me in the car with 4 9-year-olds for like a combined 2.5 hours or something, and 3 separate trips, and they were just insane, like straight up bonkers the whole time.
Dude, every time like your parent is the one as a chaperone, it always feels like you have like a freedom, so you like push boundaries, and then they're also the only ones that are allowed to hit you.
Yeah, and I don't want to like get him in big trouble in front of all his friends and embarrass him, right. You know, so I'm like trying to be cool about it.
Right.
But so that was exhausting. And then I got home, and like whenever I have a weird day like that, like I was out all day until like 5 p.m. Whenever I have a weird day, it's easy for me to convince myself that I can just eat whatever, you know, and like my normal diet doesn't apply. So I ate like a ton of chips and like a ton of peanut butter and just all kinds of crap last night. And then I think because I've been drinking Panera coffee most of the time, and Panera coffee has a ton of caffeine, and then yesterday I didn't have Panera coffee, I just had homemade. I woke up in the middle of the night with a caffeine headache, and like you don't want to be taking caffeine at like 3 a.m., you know, to get past the caffeine headache.
Yeah.
So I didn't sleep that good, and I haven't been like hungry all day today because I just ate all that crap yesterday, and I'm just like not feeling it. I don't know, man.
Man, your life sucks.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. And
but
then
on
so
the plus side,
it's just
okay. I'm smart and handsome and amazing and don't have glasses anymore.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna ask, but I guess you can announce it. Well, you said you were getting it on the episode with Eric, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Jordan? One of those.
Yeah, but I do have to use these eye drops like a million times a day.
Is that temporary or forever?
It's temporary, but it's a long temporary. Like, it might be, like, 6 more months or something before I can totally stop.
Gotcha.
And I have to not rub my eyes, like, under any circumstances because I can, like,
scratch it.
The flap. They have a little flap. And it's, like, not... It's, like, has to heal. So if I rub it, the flap can just, like, beep. Like,
oh. And then your eye just slowly drains out.
Yeah.
Just
like if you pop a grape.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about like what if I went skydiving and the flap was just like in the wind, you know?
Or like your eye starts filling up with air. Like
just... All right, so say something interesting and funny while I do eye drops real quick.
Circumference of your penis. Do I have to do it again?
I did it.
Was that just to distract you?
No, it was to fill the silence so it's not awkward on the podcast for the listeners.
Why? You could just cut out the silence, though.
Yeah, but that assumes I'm going to edit it in Audacity, and the whole point of this thing is so that I won't have to do that anymore.
Very true.
I'm hoping I can just, like, press the button, and then it'll just be there, and that way I won't procrastinate editing podcasts.
Fair. That sounds like a good deal.
I don't know if it'll be the same volume, though.
Yeah, probably not. So what's up? How's work?
Man, remember like forever ago I told you about the layoffs announcement? It was like a month and a half ago. They still haven't done anything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they have, and the deadline they gave themselves is the end of June. So we still have like 4 more months. Like that theoretically we might not hear anything.
Yeah.
It is just not cool. Like,
no.
And we don't know anything. It would be really nice if they would say something like, we're not going to lay off anybody except on Thursdays, you know? So we would, so like only one out of every 7 days, you might wake up and think you're going to get laid off that day instead of like every day.
Just every Wednesday is like a lottery.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just been terrible.
I hope I get a clock in tomorrow, guys. I'll see you later.
It's just like a weird time to work. Like there's just so much energy and time is being spent on trying to guess what's going to happen and like what leadership is thinking, you know, and like creating these weird things that might theoretically cause us to be laid off and stuff. I even worked it into our capacity plan for the next quarter. I like added a layoffs buffer because of how much less productive people are right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the problems with it all, right? Did you see there was, I wish I remembered more specifics of it, but there was a company that, maybe it was JP Morgan even, that was making their developers sign a thing that they had to give a 6-month notice if they wanted to leave.
What?
Yeah.
Who would sign that?
I don't know. 6 months? I think it was JP Morgan. Or it could just be some other thing, but yeah, it was a while ago.
I mean, that's basically the same thing as saying you can't ever leave. Because like you can't interview for a job and then say, oh, but I need to give 6 months notice.
Or you're so fucked, like if you're just like, oh, this is my 6 month notice, I'm gonna start looking for another job and I'm like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. And you're just like, oh fuck. I thought I had 6 months of paychecks here.
Oh god, yeah, that's true. That would suck. The thing about these layoffs is that like I think I haven't actually heard this directly from anybody, but I think that there are probably a lot of people who are interviewing other places like just in case they get laid off, you know, because that way they'll be farther along in the process, and then which makes sense and is reasonable, but it also means that a lot of people are probably going to get some offers, some of which they might just decide to take even if they don't get laid off, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if that's why part of why they're drawing it out so far is so that more people will leave on their own and they won't have to give as many people severance.
Oh, yeah. Instead of how, like, in the past they would offer severance to anybody that quit.
Yeah.
Willingly. Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't done that. I mean, if that is what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's dead and gone.
That's pretty stupid because the people that would leave would not be the people who you would want to let go, you know? Like, it's going to be, like, all the good people who just don't want to deal with this nonsense.
Deal with the bullshit, live in limbo.
So that's been weird, man. Nice. What's up with your job?
My job's cool. I've been underperforming this week, but going to make it up.
Why are you underperforming?
Huh? So what?
Why are you underperforming?
Just been distracted with stuff. It's been an interesting week. But, you know, keeping up with, like, working out and, like, all the basic shit and then, like, add more stuff on top of it. It's reconfiguring and trying to figure out the new rhythms of everything.
What does underperforming look like for you in this job?
I'm not as far along my task as I should be. I should have had it done by now. Like, even by my standards and by my boss's standards, or at least this one thing that I'm working on right now done, but it probably won't be done till like Monday. And that's with maybe me working on Sunday a bit. But I mean, that's also not a problem because I was trying to time shift and then other things came up and then never made up the time. So I just have to make it up going forward.
That's not too bad if it's only like a day or two.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I never really fuck myself that hard anymore. I'm not that crazy. Where I just like, oh, fuck, this has to get done now.
I've done that before. I'll wait. Like, if I have, like, a three-week project, I'll wait until the last few days and then just, like, plow through it. And I'll always get it done on time, but it's always, like, terrible quality.
Oh, yeah, and you're fucking, like... Yeah, you're just banging your head against all kinds of walls and just like, mm-hmm. I have to figure this out no matter what. Well, it's my job if I don't figure this out.
I thought it would be so easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made Joma mad one time doing that crap.
I can imagine.
I heard that he just got promoted to VP somewhere.
Nice.
He's doing good.
Yeah. I mean, like, are there any Phase 2 people that are doing really bad? Yeah. I mean, we probably shouldn't call them out either if they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about Phase 2 is, like, we worked with some pretty good people, but we also worked with some just downright terrible people, you know?
They weren't around for very long, though.
What's that?
They weren't around for very long, though, were they?
Some of them were. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough to talk about without naming names, but like, yeah. I've definitely heard from some people who were looking for jobs lately, which I couldn't help them anyway because GitHub's trying to lay people off, not hire anybody. But like, I wouldn't have wanted to work with again ever anyway.
Well, I'm off all the socials, so including my LinkedIn. I fucking kiboshed it. I think I told you that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't somebody like try to hack you or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just got rid of all the socials. All of it. Just like, I have no connections. Fuck this digital world.
I think that's the way to do it anyway. I think anybody who scrolls social media these days, as long as it's not like part of your job, then their life would almost definitely be better if they didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, just picking up that extra... I mean, my hourly usage, since I have the screen time thing... that gives me an update every Sunday or whatever. It's gone down like 3 hours a day.
That's crazy.
From getting rid of all the socials. Yeah. Which then I just, you know, I throw into whatever else I'm doing, even if it's like listening to more podcasts or fucking, you know, the fucking reading a book or video game or whatever. But
I mean, yeah. Any of that's more healthier than scrolling Instagram.
Well, yeah, I mean, knowing I can free that much time from what a point,
yeah, that's like just
a,
like,
pointless act.
Just, like, found 3 days. so I opened my phone to check out my screen time, and then that just reminded me that my brother-in-law, who took our kids home from school today, he tried to toss Henry's lunchbox, like, through the door from the sidewalk, and he, like, go too late, and it flew up on the ceiling on the roof. And so now we've got a lunchbox on our roof.
Nice.
I sent him that gif from Breaking Bad where he throws the pizza on the roof. Alright, let's see my screen time. I've been doing Slack more lately than I want to. It's not great.
I thought you have that like blocked or whatever.
I had it deleted for like months and I couldn't re-add it because I needed to use a Yubi key to be able to log in. And that's just like too annoying, so it was never worth it. But now they made it so you can use just your fingerprint, and then I do that more.
Nice.
Let's see.
Yeah, my average time is 3 hours now. It used to be way more.
Average total screen time per day?
Daily average, yeah.
My daily average is 5.5 hours. Although... most of that is Telegram and Kindle.
Yeah, so that's like family and stuff too.
Yeah, it's like talking to Nancy and then reading. That's how I read. Also got 3 hours of Netflix over the past week and 3 hours
on
of
your
Safari.
Phone?
Yeah, I watch it when I'm like doing dishes and packing lunch boxes and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And 3 hours of Safari. That's like the only one I'd like to get rid of because that's pretty much all like Hacker News.
Yeah.
A little bit of YouTube. Yeah, it's not too bad. Whoa, daily average is 125 pickups.
I'm curious about that one. Mine has to be a ton. I fucking
That is way more than I would have thought.
I don't think I can not. Where is that one under? Is it see all activity? Oh, yeah. My daily... What was your daily average?
5 hours. 5.5 hours.
No, I mean the pickups.
Oh, 125.
Oh, I have 116.
Nice. We're neck and neck. What about notifications? I got 172 a day.
97.
170, but like 90% of my notifications are Telegram, so they're like all Nancy.
Mine are almost evenly split between messages and Messenger, because my friends use Messenger, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And messages is like family and people I'm dating and whatnot. So it's like also up there. And then I have 31 clock that's showing. It's all my alarms and shit.
Yeah, I've got 34. Yeah, like timers and stuff. All right, I don't feel too bad about this. This could be worse.
I mean, my third most used, I guess, screen time is my training app for the gym.
Mm-hmm. What do you use?
Well, I don't know what this thing is called. Let's see. I think it's called just training. No, it's like team... What the hell was this thing called? I always delete the emails. It says it in there. Let's see if I can find it.
How do you not know what the app's called? Is this the app that you built or something?
No, no. It literally just says training, and it has a T for an icon for the app. So I'm trying to find the stupid email that
what
sends
is it,
me.
Though? Like, did you download
it's like,
it?
It's something that my physical therapist uses to like write programs for people, and then it like keeps track. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like Team Builder training app or something like that.
Got it. Okay. I'm using that Copilot thing for a few months. I'm thinking about quitting though.
Why?
I don't know. I just like it. It was nice to have him generate the routines for me, but it's not that nice, you know. And I don't really trust that his routines are that great. But mostly it was nice to have the accountability, and I just like. I've kind of stopped caring at this point about what he thinks. Like, I've only done one of the three workouts this week because of various things, and normally I try really hard to, like, squeeze it in, but I'm just like, eh.
Right. Yeah. No motivation.
So it's not really paying
no
off.
No drive. I don't know, man. I am super happy that I found my physical therapist. I mean, and my boxing trainer as well, who led me to the physical therapist.
Yeah, that I think having to meet with somebody in person would help a lot.
Yeah,
make
for
it more
sure.
real. Because this for dude, sure. I can just like not open the app, and then there's no way he can communicate with me at all.
Well, that's how I felt about what did I do? The Nerds Who Lift or whatever the hell that one was.
Oh yeah, like online. Nerd Fitness or something.
Nerd Fitness, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and then there's a little stupid app and whatever.
Uh-huh.
You're so annoying because you just want to talk about weird shit. I just want the routine, please.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also kind of annoying that I can't customize it. Like, that's sort of the point, is they just tell you exactly what to do, and you can't change it. But, like, if I have to work out at home, and he has given me a workout for the gym, then, like, there's no way to make those changes, you know? I don't have cables and stuff here.
Loser.
So, yeah, I don't know. I might, and it's $100 a month, too, which is, like, I don't feel like I'm getting $100 of value out of it these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'll delete it and just start sending all my nutrition logs to you instead.
I mean, I know a guy if you want to pay him.
If you want, what did you say?
I know a guy if you want to pay him.
Is he your physical therapist?
I mean, there's a nutritionist too.
He makes all my meals. Okay, I gotcha. How's that been going?
Been doing good. I've been sticking to it. So like, especially this month, I started out at under 300, and I'm still lower and lower and lower consistently every day.
Heck
so
yeah.
That's pretty. Yeah.
Is
seeing
this
the actual
been
trend
in a while?
That I want. I mean, I was playing around in this for a little bit, and then I hit like a bout of depression, you know, a few months back, and then ate a bunch of ice cream.
I got it back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's back down.
Whenever that happens, are you able to put your finger on what it is that causes it?
The depression?
Just random. Yeah.
I mean, it's usually a bunch of things that happen in a row. or like the pile on, and then I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat whatever I want.
And whatever you want is ice cream. That's one thing I don't get. Like, I could never binge on ice cream. It's too cold.
Too cold? Pussy. Yeah.
I need something I can just, like, wolf down. No, you know, like, the only limit is just, like, the size of my throat. The cookies.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Cookies. Big old kielbasas.
Like, big old kielbasas. Hey, have you ever heard of a currywurst?
Mm-mm.
It's like a German dish. It's made from kielbasas, and they give you like a little tiny wooden fork to eat it with, like a disposable little fork. Super dainty. Nice. I'm into it. I like little special utensils for eating stuff.
Of course you do. But you don't even know how to use chopsticks.
Hey, I can use chopsticks like
no, you can't.
So good. Like as good as Gabe from The Office. You don't even know.
Shut up.
I really am good at chopsticks, though.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not really good at normal eating, though, with, like, knives and forks, because I do, like, I do this, the scoop, you know?
Oh, the scoop, yeah.
And if I ever, like, have to hold it like a pencil because I'm in a proper place, then I can't really do it right and everything falls off.
I don't really know how I mean, mostly just whatever works, right?
Yeah.
Lately, I've just been eating everything with a spoon, because you can just kind of... get whatever all in this spoon.
That's how my kids are. Yeah, there's no point giving them a fork. They're not gonna use that crap.
Yeah, I mean, no, I like some one of my meals is like protein pancakes, and I like to like heat them up, and I get a utensil, but I never use the utensil. I just eat them. I just eat the pancakes with my hand while I'm like working.
Do you use syrup?
Yeah, they're like soaked in syrup. It's pretty awesome.
Wait, like they come like that?
Well, yeah, because it's like a pre-made thing, so once it's there, it like soaks into all the pancakes. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been feeling like not great for a little while now. I can't really put my finger on it. I'm just like, I feel like I'm tired a lot and not super happy most of the time. You know, not like full on depressed or anything, but just the times when I'm just like carefree, bouncing around, like laughing at whatever, you know, I feel like that used to happen more than it does now.
What changed?
I have no idea. I really don't. It seems very gradual. I've just like gotten older. So I don't know. Like it's
you're
weird.
So self-analytical. How is this like a surprise change?
Oh, like, trust me. I mean, I've thought about it for millions of hours.
You have no...
written about it, no and, like, ideas. Talked to my therapist about it and stuff.
Yeah, I started therapy this week too.
Oh yeah, how's that going? Or how did it go the first time?
I mean, Monday is interesting. It is over like BetterHelp.com, just because trying to find somebody local is fucking insane. Yeah, so it was like a video call. It was pretty cool. I'm interested. I mean, I'm just gonna like, I just did like the four because you have to buy like four a bundle of four. To start or whatever, at least. So I just did that, and then we'll see after that.
Did you like pick a person like from options, or does it just recommend somebody to you?
I mean, I filled out the little survey thingy, and then I just whoever they suggested, and then you know I was gonna give them a fair shot, and they seemed pretty cool, and they gave me a little bit of homework, so I'm you know just gonna do it, and I see them again on Monday. That whole thing.
Oh, homework's good. Yeah, I did it in person because... What?
Oh, go ahead. Nope. Go ahead.
I did in person because I was thinking, like, I'm on video calls all day, and I was worried it would just feel like another meeting if it was like that.
It does feel a little personal.
Yeah. I thought it'd be weird, but it's like... I mean, it is a little weird. Like, I can't... It's hard for me to, like, make eye contact to him while I'm talking about whatever is, like, bothering me. But mostly it's been pretty good. I think I like them, but I don't really have anything to compare it to. But I have found them valuable.
That's good.
So far, we talked about work stress a lot in the past one, and that was pretty good. About like redefining what it means to have a good day at work and stuff. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like I constantly I'm rubbing my eye. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do
it.
I've
got allergies.
You almost got that flap.
Can get me. That flap's gonna be flapping.
You have to fan your eyes.
Oh, that makes it weird.
Yeah,
it does. It makes it worse. But like, what do you do?
So you slit your wrists?
I don't think so.
That's good.
For anybody worried, like listening, definitely not. But you know what I mean? Like, it's if you're eating decently and sleeping and exercising and your marriage is in good shape and your work's going well, but you just feel like bleh. I don't know, man.
I mean, that's ups and downs, though, isn't it? Like, it could be exactly what you were looking for, so you enjoyed it, but now maybe you need to spin a different plate.
What could have been exactly what I was looking for?
Wait, the life you have now. I mean, it's kind of what you've chased for years, right? Is to, like, be able to run when you want, work when you want, kind of. Fucking support the family, all that.
Yeah, that's
everybody
fair.
Else do their things, and then you kind of like reach that goal. So maybe this is more of a plateau than like a downer. So maybe it just feels like almost like end of history illusion or some shit.
I haven't thought about that in a while. Yeah, could this be a plateau? I don't feel like I get excited about things very much.
I mean, that sounds like a plateau to me. Almost like you expect things instead of like are excited or surprised that things are happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I started doing more stuff at work that I'm into. But when it comes time to do that stuff, it's just like I don't really want to. Like, I created like a bi-weekly engineering manager lean coffee that's always fun, but then I'm like, I have to lead that thing, you know, and like do the whatever and keep the conversation going and stuff. I don't know. I also think that it's like the amount of stuff in my life I've tried to get from work has been too much for most of my career. There's a thing about that, if I can find it. I copied and pasted it to my blog like I like to do.
Of course. And then add like a sentence and be like, it's my own post.
That is exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I added, three sentences. but the quote is, you won't get money, status, fun, impact, and career capital at the same job. So pick two and get the rest elsewhere in your life.
So that makes sense.
You say that does make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've always
get all of them.
Yeah, and I mean, it's sort of back to like our conversations about like friends at work and stuff, and like where they fall into like the hierarchy of, you know, lifelong friends and whatnot. And you know, it's like, sure, if friendships come from that kind of shit, that's awesome. But it's also not like it's not my primary source for friends. Like I don't. It's not how I build friendships necessarily, but it's how I build a network, or, you know, we have peers now and like groups and whatnot and Slacks and used to be LinkedIn and all that. But So, I mean, it's not they're all beneficial relationships, but it's just different. It's not like, you know, I'm not going to ask to sleep on any of their couches.
I mean, I think I have good friendships with people that I used to work with.
Sure, yeah.
Even a couple from Wayfair. So like more recent. But it's never the same when I'm actively working there.
I don't know.
So if I have to pick two, so the five I can pick from are money, status, fun, impact, and career capital. What even is career capital? Let's see. Any skill, piece of knowledge, credential, personality trait, financial resource, or connection that helps you produce economic value or produce a greater influence in the future. So it's like not money now, but potential for money or more success later or something. Okay. All right. So I pick money two. And this doesn't have the other one that I really want, which is like significance.
You'll never be significant.
That's what I want. That's what I liked about phase two. I felt like I was a big deal at phase two, and I really liked that feeling.
You weren't.
But I felt it doesn't matter if I really was. It just mattered of what I felt like, you know?
Sure, sure.
I guess that's kind of impact, but it's not really.
It is. I mean, you could definitely substitute that one.
I feel like you can make a huge... Well, okay. Yeah, maybe it's like...
And not be significant?
Yeah, you could definitely be impactful, but not significant if everything you're doing is like behind the scenes or something, you know? Nobody really sees it. So maybe it's like perceived impact is what I'm after. So yeah, I choose money and impact are my two.
Really? You wouldn't want career capital? Isn't that kind of why you went to like GitHub, a Microsoft company? And then from here,
if I had you'd to choose...
have to go to like,
Google, yeah, I mean, I like
Facebook,
that, you know,
something.
I like, well, that's actually a good point. Like, it would be hard for me to leave GitHub and go to a company that nobody's ever heard of, you know, because I feel like right. that's tougher on the resume. But I don't know. I think money kind of covers it. I'd rather have money now than money later.
Yeah.
You could tell by looking at my retirement fund.
What's retirement fund?
What do you pick? Money status, fun, impact, and career capital.
From work?
Yeah. What do you want to get from work?
I mean, it's money and career capital for me.
Money. So it's all about them ducats.
Well, I mean, for a long time, I've followed, I guess, whatever it is of like, use your 9-to-5 to support your dreams kind of stuff. So like whenever I got comfortable enough developing where I knew whatever was coming down the pipeline, I can do that in a reasonable amount of time. You know, when like that confidence kicked in, then it kind of switched. And now it's definitely more like I'm here, I'm working, I'm doing the stuff, but it's for money. let's not twist anything up. Like,
don't
I get
twisted
paid to
now.
Do the work. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know.
So do you not care about, you don't care about fun at work, first of all?
I mean, not really. I'm really siloed in my current job. So, I mean, like, I'd rather have fun elsewhere.
Yeah. All right. So what about impact?
Elsewhere.
And status isn't a big deal. Oh, actually, status.
No, status has never been.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah.
Over
money?
I just
realized status is on there. Yeah, that's better than impact. That's way closer to what I want. So I want money.
Oh,
I want money and status.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, from work, I just want money and career capital. And then all those other things I can definitely work on outside or get outside.
Is status something that you care about at all anywhere?
Not overall. Like, never in like a grand scheme type of status. Like, become like a politician or whatever. I don't know what, but like maybe in like smaller groups.
I think that like if I inherited a ton of money and didn't have to work anymore, I think that might be the hardest thing about not working, is not having a place to get status.
If you had a bunch of money, why wouldn't you just start a business and then have all the status?
Because then I'd be working again. My point is, like, if I didn't have to work,
you could just have the title and the status but never work. You make everybody else work.
Well, but then you'd have the status of somebody who never works. It's a bad status.
That also owns the company.
Just be like a billionaire recluse.
You're going to become one?
Yeah. If somebody gives me $1 billion. Plus or minus a few thousand.
Or some seed money of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of $1 billion, this guy that I work with sent me this video that's like, what happened is Elon Musk went on this, what's it called? Like a Twitter space, I think. Do you know what this is? Where you can have like video or like, I think it's like an audio thing. Then you can have an audience and stuff. I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. But Elon was on some guy's Twitter space and he was talking about like how Twitter has such a wonky stack and he thinks they need to just like rebuild it from the ground up to be able to achieve what they want to achieve. And then this guy came on who had worked at Twitter for like 9 years and just recently quit. And he was like, okay, Elon, tell me what about the stack is so wonky. Like, give me specifics to walk me through it, you know? And it was just like brutal that, I mean, obviously he has no idea, you know?
Elon didn't?
Yeah, Elon had no idea, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And so he just recorded, he resorted to, like, calling the guy a name and then kicking him out of the thing. And then, so the thing I was listening to was, like, a hour and a half of that guy who had gone on the thing and worked at Twitter, like, dissecting it with these two other guys. And it was just so satisfying, just, like, walking through all the ways that Elon just doesn't know what he's talking about and is ruining everything. Why did I bring that up?
I don't know.
Oh, because we were talking about billion. Yeah, see, that's what I don't want. I don't want to be like the billionaire who everybody thinks is like a rich idiot, you know? It's not status. Well, it's not the status that I want.
Whatever, honky.
I want to be the person that is respected. And that's why I do all these
say
things.
Say it with your chest.
Say what is that? Oh, say it with an accent. The Dundies. That's what you reminded me of.
The Dundies.
So, like, an example is I did the injury manager lean coffee that I was telling you about, and I also kicked off this, like, coaching training program, and a couple people from the internal GitHub, like, continuous improvement place reached out to me to, like, collaborate, and that stuff makes me feel so good of, like, yes, they see me as a person who's getting stuff done here. That's the kind of stuff that I really want to get from work. That and money.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing as impact, but I don't actually care about really making an impact. I just want people to think that I am.
Right, yeah. You just want the shallow impact.
Mm-hmm.
Shallow.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I talked about that in therapy this week, of just, like, how stressed I am always worrying that, like, somebody doesn't think I'm doing a good job or, like, I missed something. And he started going on this thing about, like, how if I am placing my happiness and sense of success on what somebody else thinks, then I'm always going to be losing because I'm always there. It's unknowable. You know, always going to be coming up with new ways that I think they might not like me. So he's like, I have to figure out what my values really are. And then a successful day is one where I, like, create opportunities for those things, regardless of how it actually goes. And that got me thinking about this whole new, like, what are my values? Are they what I thought they were? I don't know.
Yeah. Man. What are your values?
Do you really want to know?
I don't know. Do you?
Do I really want to know? I really want to know.
Do you actually know, though? Have you, like,
I thought a lot about it. Like, because for a long time...
What system are you using? Or what metric?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, because, like, are values how you naturally behave? Or are they, like, how you want to behave and how you want to learn to make decisions and stuff? I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. But, like, for forever, I thought my values were joy and growth.
Right. Did you write about, like, this or something?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Do you still read my blog? Look at you.
I mean, I see the titles in the feed every once in a while.
It's good. Yeah, this was a long post. So. But I started thinking, like, do I actually want to... Is growth, like, actually important to me? Or do I just like being a person who other people look at and be like, yeah, that guy's super growth-oriented. Like, he's always bettering himself. And so my therapist asked, and the people that I look up to, what is it about them that I respect? And I thought that was an interesting question.
And what'd you pull from?
So that got me to, like, I think I said, what the heck did I say? Hold on. I can just tell you exactly what I said because I wrote it down. This is why I write things down.
Yeah. Don't worry. I write so much shit down now.
Yeah, man.
It's insane.
Okay. I said... warmth, curiosity, boldness, and honesty. And I think warmth and curiosity are kind of closer to, like, naturally how I am, and boldness and honesty are closer to, like, how I want to be. So it's like a little bit of both there.
True, you're a lying bastard.
No, I'm warm.
But a lying worm.
What are you saying?
You're a liar.
Oh, a liar. You're not honest. Okay. Oh, honesty. Yeah. Well, like a people pleaser, you know?
You just like to blow people. It's all good.
Is that what pleasing means to you?
Sure.
So where does that get me? I don't know. I still haven't figured it out.
You haven't done any more work on that?
I don't know what work to do now.
Well, it clearly hasn't given you a fucking answer, so do something.
Well, but, like, what do I do, you know? Like, I have what I thought were my values. I have, like, what I look up to in other people.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, you kind of split it into two groups, like, where you are and where you want to go. But then, like, what if it was a, what was that thing, like, a quadrant graph? Like, how much of what would you be ideally versus what you are now?
Like the two lines that are intersecting, and it's like which thing are you in?
Yeah, like the where the dot is in each one of the things.
Oh yeah. Whatever those things are called.
I'm so far removed from that shit.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I don't know. Like, so say that I decided I wanted my values to just totally be what makes me happy.
Do you know what makes you happy?
That's my point. I have no idea.
Right, so you can't...
The thing that makes me happy is making other people think that I'm awesome.
The only joy I get is when other people compliment me after I've done something amazing.
I mean, like, what else is there? Like, laughing at a movie or something is fun? It's all very fleeting, you know?
Well, I think happiness is fleeting.
Well, maybe that's not a good thing to pursue, then.
No, it's not, you idiot.
Well, then, what's the point? If I'm not trying to lead a happier life, then what's the point of any of this?
You're trying to lead a life that grants you the most opportunities for happiness.
All right. I like the way that feels.
Or expressions of happiness. How about that? So, like, you running... Say you love running, and then you catch a cool sunset on a run or something, a new view or whatever. Then all of a sudden you get like that, oh shit, this is amazing. I wish I could take a picture kind of feeling. You know? I mean, I've experienced that a few times. But like, something like that. And then that feels really good. But I mean, that's obviously fleeting. Even if you took a picture, you're just showing other people so that they know that you ran at that time of day.
Yeah. I have learned to like running more for its own sake, even if nobody cares.
When you're running in the mountains and stuff, you can't not like the view. I mean, are you still doing the mountain runs or no? Did you stop?
Yeah, the fun I did stuff? One this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went with Brian, my brother-in-law. I've realized that running is way more fun with another person.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if Bloom didn't run with me, I would have never done the half marathon.
Mm-hmm. It goes by way faster.
Way faster. So
I'm trying to train him up. We've been doing like 4 miles. I eventually want him to be able to do half marathons with me and stuff. It'd be cool. Nice.
Yeah, I think getting back into running's in my near future.
Honestly, maybe health is one of my values.
Health is definitely one of mine.
It doesn't feel like a good value. It doesn't feel deep enough or something, you know?
Dude, okay, so I know what you're saying. Because I've been, like, trying to date recent history and stuff, and, like, dating one person now, so it's much better. But, like, in the dating world, people always ask, like, simple questions that just fucking wreck me. Like, what do you do for fun? And I'm like, well, I work out super intensely, like, 6 days a week. And then it usually kills me. And then I'll walk my dog a couple times a day for like 5 miles total, or take him to parks and stuff. And then that's pretty much it. And then like I'll just be crashed on the couch because of fucking and reading or fucking playing a video game because my body stops working at some point. And then I slowly fade off into passing out on my couch.
Oh man, that reminds me. That field trip yesterday, it was so we drove to this place called Kings Mountain, which was where like a Revolutionary War battle was.
Yeah.
And Kings Mountain is like a legit mountain, and there's a mile and a half trail, and it's like mountain, so there's like climbing on the trail and stuff. And a couple of the chaperones weren't aware of this and were not like the kind of people who should be doing like mountainous trails.
Awesome.
There was this one poor lady, like, I legitimately didn't know how we were gonna, you know, we were like half a mile from the finish, and she couldn't move. And I was like, what are we going to do? Like, we're stuck here. We still had a whole nother place to go after that, too. it was scary.
With more hiking?
Yeah, with more hiking. Nice. Not as much climbing, though, so that was good.
Yeah. I don't know what my point of, like, me confessing to... Oh, yeah, the health stuff. Like,
yeah.
And in order for me to, like, well, quit all my Grubhubbing and shit that I used to do, like, I have to, like, stay home and more focused on, like, wasting time so the clock goes down and I'm tired and then go to bed before I'm just like, hey, let's fucking just get some ice cream before I, you know, like, it's just so easy that it, like, if I'm just loopy enough and I'm staying up and it's, like, 11 and I should have just went to bed at 9 because who gives a fuck? I'm just going to wake up and work out tomorrow. Like, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
It cut out a lot of social stuff, but then, like, doing it around the pandemic as well was, like, super removal from social stuff.
God, the freaking pandemic. Yeah. That was weird. That was a weird time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to
wear a mask recently, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I had to wear a mask in the fucking ruined my nephew beard. To the hospital. And it was amazing because that's the first time I've done it without glasses. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. I don't have foggy glasses now.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That's great. Where was I going to go with that?
Oh, sorry.
What were you talking about? Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, if I could pay money for it to be physically impossible for me to eat any food after dinner somehow, like, however that would work, I don't care. I would make me so, my life would improve so much because I my diet would not be a thing that I had to think about anymore. But between dinner and bedtime, something happens in my brain that I just cannot control myself. I don't know what it is, and it's the so witching frustrating hour. It drives me crazy. It's like, and I hate that feeling of, like, I already ate dinner, I'm not hungry, let's cram all this food down anyway, and then go get in bed. And then I'm in bed, and I'm like, why did I do that? I feel like crap, and I just, like, ate well all day and then ruined it. And, like, it's the worst.
Well, so what's been happening with me, or my little, I guess, hack, I guess, or whatever, is I'll eat the first two meals, which are usually good. I mean, it's they're decent, or they're really good meals. But, like, I won't eat the third one if I'm going out that night. And so, like, and just have, like, a few beers instead. So then my calorie deficit is, like, way low, but I still feel full from all the beer. Nice. And I just go to sleep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of fiber lately after I heard on Huberman that fiber is, like, a huge deal.
Dude, I've been using psyllium husk for, like, months.
Oh, I think we talked about that. Yeah, I was like, what the heck is that?
I mean, it's been like 6 months or something now.
I went to the eye doctor today, and I was talking about how my eyes are still burning a little bit and stuff. And he was like asking me about what if I took fish oil. And apparently, if you do fish oil that's like high quality and like cold pressed is a thing where they don't heat it up in processing, and because heating it up like denatures or something. He's like, if you pay for some legit fish oil, it'll make your eyes feel so much better.
Interesting.
So I did. I went and paid $60 for like 60 days worth of, it was like $1 a day, which is pretty dang expensive for a supplement, but we'll see if it helps.
Yeah, I take these ones. I take 3 of them a day.
Trident sap. What the heck is that? 60. Oh, okay. Yeah,
6633. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
mine
take 3,000 milligrams a day.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he told me to do 2,000.
Yeah. Every time I tell people that, they're just like, what? That's so much. It's like, I mean, it's all beneficial so far.
That is a lot, yeah. It seemed like even 2,000 a month was a lot, judging from what the bottles say.
Well, yeah, I used to just do 1,000 for the longest time because I just was like, oh, I should do fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything. And you buy a bottle and you're just like, I'm just going to take one of these because that seems like the amount.
You still on creatine?
No, I haven't been on creatine for a long time.
Okay.
But I'm still on testosterone.
That. Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're doing the testosterone. You still feel okay from that?
Yeah. My estrogen was spiking, so they prescribed me an estrogen blocker. So that's been fun for, like, swinging emotions through.
Oh, really?
Weird.
Like you could feel it?
Oh yeah, I mean, like, I usually will tear up much quicker, like overly sensitive, or I feel like overly sensitive, but I can like, it's like happening, but I am watching it happen at the same time. If that makes sense, so I'm just like, God, stop! Why, fucking shit! Ah, this sucks.
Are positive emotions also like intensified?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll tear up from like a super positive thing happening or whatever too. Uh-huh. So it's like. Yeah, it's both ways.
Oh man,
don't do
it's
it.
So hard to not rub. The allergies are killer.
You just told punch me your eye.
You told me. Yeah, whenever I have like an itch or something, I just slap it really hard.
Slap it. Because, yeah.
Yeah. Nancy's like, "What are you doing?" But he told me don't take like oral allergy medicine because that dries it out and makes it like worse for my LASIK stuff.
So do you just like nap or something if the itch gets bad enough?
I have allergy eye drops I can do.
Oh, okay. And that doesn't like, fuck with the flap?
Yeah, luckily nothing. That's like the only kind of allergies I have are just in my eyes.
So this is a weird episode, I think.
I thought it was a pretty good one.
Well, I think it feels a lot like our like early ones where we went off the cuff and it was just therapy sessions for the most part.
Yeah. We haven't had one like this for a while. The last one we had, we mostly fiddled around trying to make this tool work, I think.
Yeah.
And that was a while ago.
Well, also, we didn't have Creeper Fun Times. And then,
You haven't even told me about your lady friend. You want to talk about it on the potty?
I don't think she would appreciate that, but everything's good at the moment.
She's a dedicated listener, huh?
I mean, she told me the other day that she was listening to our podcast for fun, so.
Did she say if she was, like, starting at the beginning or listening to recent episodes?
No, she definitely listened to recent episodes and has been more cherry-picking. And I stupidly pointed out that Jace is possibly a sociopath episode, and then, like, the other ones where I go on tirades and shit. But whatever. She would find it anyway.
Tell her to listen to the one where, I think I called it the one where Jace loses his crap or something.
Yeah, I pointed that one out too.
They did that one? Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Jace loses his crap for the first 20 minutes or whatever.
It's because I kept asking you like more and more questions about that stupid thing.
Right after we had discussed how I don't like when people dig in on topics I don't want to talk about. It doesn't, and then you're just like, what about this? What about this? What?
Yeah, and you fuck, called me white stop. Man, and I just absolutely lost it. That was so good.
I really enjoy that I just use white racial slurs, and people never think twice about it, and it's just so fun for me. It's like getting away with murder just in front of everyone.
I think we've got, let's see, I was going to browse through our episodes. We've got 120, well, this is 125 and we got 120 published. Okay, so after this we'll have 5 in the bank. That's good to know.
When do they release? Are they Wednesdays?
whenever I do it. Which is like, but I have a monthly reminder in my to-do list and half the time I'm just like, I don't have time.
Well, but about with this new setup, if this works well, it would just be simpler, right? Because you just schedule it.
Theoretically, it'd be like 3 minutes of work to get this over instead of like 20. Which would be nice. And
can you schedule it? Because isn't it part of like a suite or whatever?
Yeah, you can schedule them anyway, but you have to like do all the work for it first.
Gotcha.
You gotta like upload it and stuff. All right, so yeah, I feel like the very early episodes I don't think were really good back when we were like trying to force a topic.
No. Although people did like our first episode, but I think that was more just like because we were so clunky and.
I think it's also like they were just excited that we started a podcast, and that was the first one. Number two was the mantras we live by, which was not that great. No. Number three was bluntness versus politeness with Eric. I think I remember that one being pretty good.
Episode 6 on was where we both got our mics and stuff. And I think the intro.
It? Okay, that's good.
I mean, the intro's a little sooner than that. I don't know.
They were pretty short back then. Episode 4 was only 41 minutes.
Is that the one where I had the migraine because my neck was all fucked up?
No, that was episode 13, 33 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Jay slowly goes downhill over the course of the episode due to a crippling migraine until he finally leaves with no warning. Okay, number 16 is the first random show.
Oh, it is?
That's actually what I called it, the first random show.
Yeah, I mean, they're not all totally random, though. I mean, we usually have topics or something that we bring in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I feel like all the Eric episodes are, like, roughly the same quality, consistency. Consistently, yeah. I mean.
Just arguing things and wasting so much brain power on topics that nobody should ever care about.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But the arguments are always interesting, even if they aren't actionable. At least yeah, I think they are.
It's one of those weird, I don't know, like theorizing type of classes where he's like, I don't know, trying to dismantle reality with his arguments somehow.
Remember the Mark episode where, like, right near the end, he was like, so when are we going to start this thing?
Yes. And where he made you doubt your faith in self-help books?
You know, I literally talked about that with my therapist. Because, like, the whole growth thing, now I've gotten to the point where if I listen to, like, work-related podcasts or read a work-related book or something, then it just mostly stresses me out because I used to read that stuff and think like, wow, look at all these cool ideas I can try out. And now I think like, wow, look at all these cool ideas that I should have been doing. I'm a failure, you know, and it just feels bad. And so I just avoid it.
That's a better perspective for sure.
And so that's part of why my whole growth is growth one of my actual core values. That's part of why that came about because I can't read or listen to those things that would make me grow work-wise at least. I've just been avoiding him. It's freaking Mark's fault.
It is. I mean, and that was a while ago, too.
Episode 45 is when your mom came on. That was good.
Oh, yeah. She found that one, too, randomly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, now she'll know all about me before I ever meet her.
Yep. You'll never meet her, sucker.
She'll know more about me than probably, like, most of my actual close friends.
I'll only introduce her to Nancy and all your children.
Just pretend I don't exist.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot we had up. Robbie on. That was a while back.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, who... We should actually, like, ask people to come back or come on that we want to talk to again instead of just waiting for Eric to come back around and be like, hey, guys.
Yeah. I really do think we need to just set up rotations with people. Like, if we just, like, have Joe still on once every 2 months or something, you know?
I want Mike Bloom White to come on. And
Bloom,
just,
yeah.
Even if it was like once every quarter, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd like to get like Frank every quarter or something. I haven't talked to Frank in forever.
Yeah. I don't know. He might be mad. No, he won't be mad. I was going to say that that Abel and Jeff came over to Entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. No, Frank doesn't care about that crap.
No.
I think our best title was number 77, which is the macroeconomics of bears and gay culture.
Yeah.
How do I...
There's some weird ones.
Critter what wants was, to make...
What was the one with... what's her name? Sophia?
Oh, Serafina.
Serafina.
It's like Sophia. It's some... Yeah. What was that? Oh, yeah, there it is. My decor style is sperm.
that was pretty funny.
She's mad cool. I haven't talked to her in a couple weeks now. She got a promotion recently.
I thought she was leaving.
She goes back and forth. Wayfair is crazy right now because like they just had this huge round of layoffs and then like a giant reorg. So a lot of the people that I worked with and that she worked with more recently got laid off.
Damn.
But it also means there's more opportunity for the people that are still around. Atheism doesn't exist. That was a good one. Oh, man. Remember when Joe had that thing about how he crammed down months worth of growing peas all in that one swallow? And I, like, couldn't stop laughing about it. Joe still... You know what I'm talking about? His wife gave him that one cup of peas.
Yeah.
And he just, like, one swallow. She's like, that took me months. I love that. He's really close to having his baby now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we should get him. We should get him on right like soon. I wonder if we can do next week before he goes away for his baby,
or as soon as he has the baby, or well, his wife has the baby.
Can we live podcast from the hospital? You think?
No, I mean like the first within the first week of his sleep deprivity or whatever
deprivation. Yeah,
deprivation. That's a word. I'm gonna just keep making up words. I'm more in that mood.
Hey, when I did you see a thing? I just clicked mark clip. I can create clip markers. Not see anything. Okay, maybe you like mark whenever there's something you want to remove. Oh, that would actually be really useful.
Or even if you just wanted to make like a clip to promote or whatever.
I like the little sound thing, like the sound bar. What's it called? Like the
soundboard.
Soundboard, yeah, but there's not very many of them. There's only like 15
or something. I bet if you paid, you get much more.
Yeah, probably so.
Do we still have the cow mooing at the end of?
Yeah, I put that at the end of every episode for no reason at all.
Did you ever get what's his face? Did he ever reach out, Brent?
That's annoying. Who?
Brent. Brent?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I scheduled him for an episode, and then I had to cancel at the last moment. In a minute, I can't remember why. We never rescheduled him.
But has he reached out at all since?
No, I haven't heard from him since then.
Whatever, Brent.
He's probably done with friends.
Oh, probably when you went dark and stopped producing things. All right, I got pissed.
Laughing clip goes on way too long. All right.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to click stop, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, bye.
All right. It still says